the summary, ensuring the personal obligatory knowledge of the religion. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. To Him belong the endowments and proper commendations. May Allah increase the honor of Prophet Muhammad, raise his rank and protect his nation from what he fears for it. Thereafter, Allah the Exalted praised the status of knowledge in Surah Al-Mujadala, Ayah 11, which means Allah raises the ranks of those amongst you who believed and acquired the knowledge. Moreover, Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to praise the status of knowledge, its teachers, and its students. Ibn Majah related the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Aba Dhar, if you go and learn one verse of the Quran, it will be more rewardable for you than praying 100 rak'ah of the optional prayers. And if you go and learn one chapter of the knowledge, it is more rewardable for you than praying 1,000 rak'ah of the optional prayers. Al-Bukhari related the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the Muslim son of Adam dies, his deeds stop except for three: a charity resulting in a continuing benefit, a knowledge benefiting others, and a pious offspring making supplication to Allah for him. Introduction. The summary of Abdullah al-Harari, ensuring the personal obligatory knowledge of the religion, is a summary of most of the obligatory knowledge every accountable person is obligated to know. This comprises the obligatory knowledge pertaining to belief, issues from purification, tahara, up to pilgrimage, hajj, and some rules of dealings according to the school, madhhab, of Imam al-Shafi'i. The sins of the heart and of other organs, such as the tongue, are also included. The original book was written by the Hadrami faqih scholar, Abdullah ibn Hussein ibn Tahir. Many precious issues were added to the book. What was mentioned about Sufism was omitted. Some sentences were changed in such a way that it would not change the subject. In a few cases, the author mentioned what some Shafi'i scholars, like Al-Bulqini, preponderated in an effort to expose what was weak in the original book. One must pay due attention to this obligatory knowledge in order to have one's deeds accepted.